begins in the mind, but that's not where it ends. The right attitude is the seed. Your consistent and disciplined action is what grows that seed day after day. Achievement is the fruit. Let's dive in and take a look at how this eternal story has played out again and again in the lives of some of history's most prominent high achievers.
Marcus Aurelius. We'll begin our journey with Rome's 2nd century philosopher emperor, Marcus Aurelius, who not only led a nation, but maintained a deep commitment to personal wisdom and ethical leadership. Despite facing wars, plagues, and political betrayals, he governed with remarkable equilibrium. Inspired by the prevailing Stoic philosophy of the time, his personal writings in Meditations, never intended for publication, reveal a leader wrestling with power, mortality, and the challenge of maintaining virtue in a chaotic world. His reign marked the end of the Five Good Emperors era and left a legacy of leadership through philosophical wisdom. Meditations still tops bestseller charts, and Aurelius' writings recapture the interest of every new generation. Today, Aurelius is cherished as an accessible source of timeless Stoic wisdom, while his reign as emperor receives relatively less airtime. We can see in his continued appeal a deeper truth. Aurelius was a high achiever, not because of his political acumen or leadership, but because of his mastery of self-governance. It's hard to imagine now, but in the time of Aurelius, kings, emperors, and heads of state were expected to oversee not just the judicial, military, and economic well-being of their nations, but their metaphysical and moral development too. Thus, a good emperor would need to understand questions like, what is a human being? What is a good human being? How ought a good human being live? An honorable and rightful emperor, then, ruled from the wisdom acquired in correctly answering these questions. Aurelius' sentiments are a reflection of broader Stoic ideals, accepting what you cannot control and focusing on developing inner virtue to live a meaningful life, regardless of external circumstances. For the ancient Romans, Stoic philosophy provided a practical framework for the formation of a virtuous life. Such a life did not depend on fleeting pleasures like wealth or status, nor was it threatened by equally fleeting pains like illness, adversity, or poverty. Rather, it lay in the stillness of a well-developed and upright character. The concept of virtue as a rational guiding principle is decidedly at odds with the modern secular sentiment, but the value of Stoicism is still discerned by readers who seek a deeper, more lasting source of wisdom. The goal of the Stoic was not mere happiness, in the superficial sense, but a life well lived. To live such a life requires self-control, discipline, and the refusal to be ruled by fleeting emotion. Wisdom, a mature blend of logic, reason, and rationality. Virtue, fully developed moral standards of character, such as temperance, justice, and patience. One classic Stoic maxim is that we should all strive to have the serenity to accept what cannot be changed, the courage to change what we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. When a man's perceptions, actions, and will are well disciplined, then he can truly see the world as it truly is. He can relate to others in fruitful and productive ways, and he can use his own will and power to live in accordance with good, allowing him to prosper. If our quest is to understand the mindset and attitudes of the quintessential high achiever, then we can begin with no better model than Aurelius. While this book asks what makes someone successful, Aurelius took the question further and asked, what is success? What is an excellent human being? The answers he arrives at are not mere abstract philosophy, but intended to be put to use in practical, everyday principles of living. Marcus Aurelius, the man. Marcus Aurelius, full name C.